This is Wednesday evening, and a little loud. Wednesday evening, 9:23, 20. Better? Okay. This is the no-nonsense look at the book of Revelation. Do you have a pen I could borrow right quick? Well, wait a minute. I got one. Okay. The subtitle of this is The Patriots Have Changed the News Cycle. Patriots have changed the news cycle.
The news
cycle. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be talking with you about the 1,000 years of peace. From what I understand regarding the Q post, Q has mentioned 15 times that this is biblical. I've said so a few times that I believe that God's plan is the Q movement. It's better known as the Great Awakening. It's bringing people together all over the world. People that normally would never come together. On 9/17/20, the president gave us a peaceful protest rally, speech rally, whatever you'd like to call it. And he mentioned a reference to 1,000 several times. I've also mentioned this many times that when the president speaks, he's talking code on many things. He says, if you know this, you can catch it and get the gist of what he is really saying. You know, he mentions vaccines a lot. And what most people don't realize is vaccines is actually the military. He talks about the virus. Well, the virus is pedophiles. The other night, he had a longer speech than usual, and so I went in and got the transcript of his speech. We can do that. And I picked out the times that he said 1,000 years. I'm going to read them to you. Drink. Okay. At the 28-minute, 19-second mark, he said, in reference to the Iran nukes, now, I don't want to speak too loud, but I did put out on social media the other day that if they hit us in any way or any form, written instructions already done, we're going to hit them 1,000 times harder than we've ever hit them before. Then at the 38-minute mark, or 38-minute, 55-second mark, he said this, a reference to Syria. They've been guarding their own borders with different names for 1,000 years. Then at the 39-minute, 56-second mark, he said this, in reference to the wall, that the wall is not obsolete. You could come back in 1,000 years and you would still have the will in the wall. Because he said the Democrats accused him of being obsolete. Walls are obsolete. He said, come back 1,000 years, you're still going to have wills and you're still going to have the wall. Then at the hour and 5 minute, 33-second mark, he said this, with reference to the death tax. Death tax is where you have a business, you have a farm, you pass away, and so they tax the inheritors of that, sometimes so heavily they have to end up selling the farm or selling the business because they can't pay the tax. He got rid of the death tax. So if you die in 100 years from now, and you have children who that you love as opposed to children that you don't like or perhaps you can't stand, the president's talking to whoever will hear about the coming 1,000 years of peace on the earth. He is also giving reference to the advanced lifespans people will begin to experience. And we're going to look at that in Isaiah chapter 65. There's been a lot of other references, but this is just the one that I decided to pick out this is Isaiah 65:17. It says, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy, and I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. And the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed." See how much did I? Okay, through 25. "And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands." How long does trees live? Some cases, thousands of years. "And it shall come to pass that before they call," wait a minute, did I miss one? 23. "They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy all my holy mountain, saith the Lord." So, let me look here. I thought I had written something there, but I guess I must have put it down here. Okay. Okay, if you think about that, you think, wow. You know, right now, you work hard all your life, and what do? They just take it from you. And that's what's happened. But it's not going to be that way in the millennial reign. Okay, Isaiah 27. Let's turn over there. So in the 1,000-year millennial reign, there's not going to be the things that are going on. All right, this is Isaiah 27. "In that day, the Lord with his sore and great and strong sword shall punish Leviathan the piercing serpent, even Leviathan that crooked serpent. He shall slay the dragon that is in the sea. In that day, sing ye unto her a vineyard of red wine. I, the Lord, do keep it. I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it night and day. Fear is not in me. Who would set the briars and thorns against me in battle? I would go through them, and I would burn them together. Oh, let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. He shall cause them that come of Jacob to take root. Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit." Remember, Israel does not mean Jews, just plain old natural Jews. Israel's God's people, whether they've been grafted in, whether they've been natural born, those that worship Messiah. "Hath he smitten him as he smote those that smote him, or is he slain according to the slaughter of them that are slain by him? In measure, when it shooteth forth, thou wilt debate with it. He stayeth his rough wind in the day of the east wind. But this, therefore, shall the iniquity of Jacob be purged, and this is all the fruit to take away his sin, when he maketh all the stones of the altar as chalk stones that are beaten in sunder. The groves and images shall not stand up." Now, we know what the groves are. It's where they worship their idols. "Yet the defense city shall be desolate, the habitation forsaken, and left like a wilderness. There shall the calf feed, and there shall he lie down and consume the branches thereof. When the boughs thereof are withered, they shall be broken off. The women come and set them on fire, for it is a people of no understanding. Therefore he that made them will not have mercy on them, and he that formed them shall show them no favor. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall beat off from the channel of the river unto the stream of Egypt, and ye shall be gathered one by one, O ye children of Israel. It shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, and the outcast of the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount at Jerusalem. Sounds familiar, because this week, the end of this week, we're talking about it today, that it's actually the Day of Atonement. They're in the Feast of Trumpets right now. Okay. This is a third wave. There's a third wave of scandemic coming. I don't know how much it will affect us here, but the CDC has started backtracking again. A couple of weeks ago, they were downplaying it, and now they have flipped and pushing their fear porn again. So my point in this is God is still cleaning up. That's what this is about. It's about them making the last arrest, them rescuing children, and all of this stuff that started at the beginning of this year with the scamdemic. It's a cover for them to make the arrest and save the children. Okay, now Isaiah 26. Verse 20. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. So the Lord, that was a scripture the Lord gave me way back in March about there's a time that we go and we're protected, secluded, whatever, kind of like when the Passover happened. I say this scripture, and I thought about all of the Antifa fires. Is this a purging also, the one I read to you in 27? I know that they're burning out a lot of the dumps to purge the blood and the kuru. So there's different references in the scripture about God being a consuming fire. Okay. All right. 2 Peter 3:10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. So when they're going into these underground dumps, a lot of them are so bad. The only way, well, to keep from spreading to the disease, because it says once these people die of kuru, it's very contagious. And so they have to go in and just burn it out. Okay. Can you imagine? I can't. Okay, now go to Revelation 5. Verse 1. And I saw on the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. So it's talking about the 1,000 years there. Even before the seals were opened, God's agenda is revealed. The reign on the earth is established, and there is no rapture. Okay, we've looked at that several times, but I guess we'll continue to, if the Holy Spirit wants us to. Okay, Revelation 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Okay. Even the prophets in the Old Testament proclaimed 1,000-year reign. My point in all this is that the president knows, Q knows, they all know. They all know what day we're in. They all know about Christ coming. They all know. They're well aware of the plan. I've heard it from so many different people. I remember several of the Cyril Brain posts given reference to Christ's 1,000-year reign, that it's that time, that Donald Trump was chosen for this time. And it's my prayer today that people will become aware of it, mm-hmm. so that they won't miss out on what God is doing because of doctrine. Okay, we're going to look at a few scriptures here. These are the Old Testament. Most of this is, well, there's some new also. The first one's Isaiah 11. Wait a minute. Isaiah 11, 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither approve after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people. He's come once, which shall be left from Assyria, from Egypt, from Pathros, from Cush, from Elam, from Shinar, and from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcast of Israel, and shall gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Okay, now we're going to go to Revelation 7. I believe this is the same account. Verse 1. After these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. He cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtalim were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh was sealed 12,000. The tribe of Simeon was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb." And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders of the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen." And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, "What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they?" And I said unto him, "Sir, thou knowest." And he said unto me, "These are they which came out of great tribulation, have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them into living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." That ain't the Jews. It's not the Jews. It's God's people, the ones that know Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, now let's go back to Isaiah chapter 2. We'll look at verse 2. "And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, 'Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more." So I'm not going to elaborate too much on this. Sunday I'll have a second part to this. But we're looking at Jesera and Nasera right here. Big part of it. Okay. All right. Isaiah 65:20. I think I read that earlier, but we'll go back over there. Oh, that's the one. "There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed." So it's a curse to die young. To be 100, be thought to die too young. It'd be like be a child dying. Okay. Lord spoke to me a few years ago. I don't remember how many years ago. "Don't even think about leaving till you're 100. Now I know what he was speaking about. That'd be accursed, especially the millennial reign, to die that young. I mean, you're going to live like a tree. That's a lot. I mean, even regular trees live sometimes hundreds of years, just around here. Okay, God made has made promises through the ages to his people about the possession of the land. I'd like to do a study, and maybe someday I'll be able to, where I can go back and just write down how many times in the Word of God that God has said that he's given the earth to man and he wants man to possess it. Because if you start from the very beginning, it's always been about us on our land. It's never been about us possessing heaven. It's always been about possessing our land. So we're going to look at those scriptures here. Genesis 15. The 1,000 years is because God wants us to rule and reign. He wants his kingdom come, his will be done in earth. It's been his plan all along, as it is in heaven. Genesis 15, and we all thought by praying that way, or a lot of people thought, that means the rapture. No, that means he's coming here to dwell with men. All right, Genesis 15, 18. In the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land. Who is his seed? Who are the heirs according to promise? That's us. Unto thy seed have I given this land from the river Egypt unto the river, the great river and the river Euphrates, the Kenites and the Kenizzites and the Gadmonites and the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Rephaims, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Jergesites, and the Jebusites. That's all them Moites out there that we got to take down. Okay. They're supposed to be, this is our land. This is what God has given unto us. You know, when I first started saying stuff, I didn't say it to many people, but they just acted like there was something wrong with you. And I even hear it sometimes, even on social media, people that are Christians talking about dominionism and bashing it. Like that's not good, that's not right. And I'm thinking, this is all this book is about. This is what, well, let's just look in Genesis 1 here. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him, male and female created he them, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Dominion pleases God. This is where, for someone to say, that's a cult, or that's to slur it. I don't understand that. It kind of took me aback because the Lord spoke to me about that when I flew to Ohio, about I never meant for the airlines to be in the hands of the unrighteous. And you could put any category in there, the seven mountain mandate. You could put it all in there that God meant for us to dominate the earth. What's happened? The devil has dominated the earth through his scumbags. And that's just exactly the opposite of what God wanted. Even the devil and his craziness and his puppets, they get it. They get it. Well, let's take it away from them because they really own it. You know what? The problem is they don't know that they own it. What were you saying today? We were talking about, it was Charlie Ward, wasn't it? Talking about, we're going to find out about things that we never knew about. Maybe thousands of years ago that our families we're the rightful owners to, that's going to come into our possession because it was stolen from us. I mean, we think, well, we know our family and our lineage, really don't. But we don't have any idea or any clue. That's what Jubilee is. That's what this 1,000 years is about. It's all the stuff that's been stolen and pulled away from us from generations back, we were talking about Social Security and how the government has stolen Social Security from so many people that weren't even collecting it, paid in all their life, and they died early. And they just took it. But it's not theirs. It doesn't belong to them. Okay. Numbers. Numbers 34. Oh, yeah, our president knows exactly what's going on. Q knows what's going on, the Q force, the military. They know what day it is and what hour it is. They know exactly what's coming down. And so does the deep state. They know. That's why they're hiding out. Overseas. I think they're going to run and hide. It's not going to work. Okay, this is Numbers 34. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you come into the land of Canaan, this is the land that shall fall unto you for an inheritance, even the land of Canaan with the coast thereof. And he goes on in detail about the south quarter and on down. All these areas that he promised Abraham, all these years passed, didn't change. The inheritance did not change. Galatians 3:13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Right here. For you are all children of God, 26, by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. That's why we're the tribes. These aren't Jews. These are the blood-bought. The real Jews, the spiritual Jews. We've been grafted in. There is those that have a natural covenant. Okay. Let's keep going here. 2 Samuel, verse 7, or chapter 7. And look at verse 10. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more. When we've driven off our land. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as before time. It's getting ripped away from them. They're a screaming and a squawking and they're a toiling and a spinning right now trying to figure out anything. They are so, so messed up. They are so beside themselves because they see there is no way that they can block the appointment of the Supreme Court justice before the election. I mean, just think about what that's doing. It's stacking the courts now in the conservative favor, and we're looking at 61 million babies over the last 47 years slaughtered, coming to an end. There's nothing they can do about it. It's just a riot. All right, Daniel 7. And we're also looking at the possibility of the evil crew of 32 and everything they put in place, from abortion to homosexual marriage to transgender rights. All of these things being stricken from the record, it is as if they never existed because they were invalid presidents, probably cheated to get into office in the first place. There is nothing that can stop what's coming. That's something that Q has repeated over and over and over is nothing can stop what's coming. Nothing. This is biblical. This is God doing this. It doesn't matter the vessels that he uses. This is God doing this. This is happening today. All right, Daniel 7, 13. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion, glory, and a kingdom, that all people, nations, languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. This is the thousand-year reign. Thousand-year reign. Okay, Romans 8. Verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. What happened? Why are they waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God? Because since the fall in the garden, since all this started, the creation has been groaning. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. They don't want to eat each other. The lion and the lamb will lay down together. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to the wit, the redemption of our body. Okay, through 25. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. And it talks about the Spirit helping our infirmities. That's how we're making it down here. The Spirit is helping us get through until the manifestation comes of us as the sons of God. Dominion. Okay, Isaiah 35. Isaiah is a rich book, I'll tell you. I'm reading through it, and I'm going through very slowly and marking scriptures because there's so much about the millennial reign in it. Verse 1. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing, the glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, and the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands, confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, thou fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Sounds like a great place, doesn't it? All right, Psalms 2. Why do the heathen rage, verse 1, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Boy, that's what's going on right now. They are in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill in Zion. I will declare the decree the Lord has said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O you kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Well, that's going to be some sight. All right, now, Psalms 22, 23, and 24 actually I'm just going to read 24. But they're supposedly having to do with his reign too. We know how the shepherd leads us. Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. All right, Psalm 72. These are just a few. There's bunches. This is a big event. We don't want the church to miss it, do we? Psalm 72:7. In his way shall the righteous flourish, in abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. We're talking about gifts being brought from the nations to the King of Kings. Let me look. Okay, through 11. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him, and all nations shall serve him. All right, Zechariah. Two. 10. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, saith the Lord. And many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and shall be my people. And I will dwell in the midst of thee, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto thee. And the Lord shall inherit Judah, his portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. All right, Zechariah 14. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, verse 1, and thy spoil, shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, and as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley. And half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azal. Yea, ye shall flee, like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark. There shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night. But it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. It shall be in that day that living water shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder sea, in summer and in winter shall it be. The north shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. And the land shall be turned as a plain from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem. It shall be lifted up and inhabited in her place from Benjamin's gate unto the place of the first gate, unto the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananel unto the king's winepress. And men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. It reminds me of, what's the movie? Indiana Jones, the first one. And it shall come to pass in that day that a great tumult from the Lord shall be among them. And they shall lay hold every one on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor. And Judah shall also fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the heathen round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and apparel in great abundance. So shall the plague of the horse, of the mule, of the camel, of the ass, and of the beast that shall be in these tents as this plague. It shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. It shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. Sanctions. And if the family of Egypt go not up and come not, they have no rain. There shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite the heathen that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all nations that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. In that day shall there be upon the bells of the horses holiness unto the Lord, and the pots in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yea, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be holiness unto the Lord of hosts, and all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them and seed therein. And in that day there shall be no more the Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts. So he's going to gather up all the riches, just like it said, and it's all going to become those that live before the Lord. I think we can see from all these scriptures and be assured that there are many more that the Lord is... There are many more that says the Lord's coming and what he intends to do. In other words, his natural reign here on earth. He wants the earth to continue forever. After the 1,000 years and into a new heaven and a new earth. He must like the earth. He likes man on the earth taking dominion. All right, Ephesians 3:21. Why would we want to be taken out? He wants us to take dominion. 3:21. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Didn't say heaven, said world. Or you could say age, kingdom age. Probably is. That's probably the proper translation. Okay, I'm going to read a couple more things and we'll be done. Revelation chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. You know, people say, well, he's gone to his reward in heaven. Well, no, I don't think that's accurate. Jesus said, I'm coming and I'm bringing my reward with me. Aren't you so tired of the religious platitudes? It makes me want to barf. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. I think that's what the Lord's been saying to us. There's going to be a day. You'll have no memory of all that you've endured and what you've been through, the hardness. All you're going to see is this new world, this new age. And you'll go, that was like a moment ago, and it's gone. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these things are true and faithful. Hey, there's some things you got that you need, that you'd like them be as new. And he said unto me, it is done. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. There came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. God intends his domain to be on this earth with his people. Having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of children of Israel, the same ones that were sealed. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof, and the city lieth 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth, and he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs, the length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. In other words, 144,000, whatever, how many feet? And he measured the wall thereof. And 144 cubits, according to the measure of man, that is of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper. The city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardis, the seventh cryolite, the eighth the beryl, the ninth the topaz, the tenth chrysopras, I guess it is chrysopras, the 11th the jacinth, the 12th an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it was transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. The city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. So this isn't in heaven. This is on the earth. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So the Lord's going to weed out who needs to be weeded out. And he showed me a pure river. I'm just going to read the first six verses here. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there a tree of life. Now, we already located last week where the tree of life is. Okay. Which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No med beds? No hospitals? And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. We are going to reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. So don't think for a minute that God does this in secret. It's not being done in a corner. The whole earth is going to know. Eventually, everybody's going to know what's going on.